I'm joined now by Michael Chen, the sophomore from Cincinnati, Ohio, that has now committed to move on to the next level here after Garden City Community College and taking her talents and her efforts to the Division I level at Kent State University. And first of all, Michael, congratulations. It's been such a grand time to watch you play and the things that you've contributed to this program and to this school and your team. Give us some thoughts about that and, again, playing for Coach Sharp. It's been a great run for you for at least this last year because you really went through some adversity with the injury, and but you fought back and fought back hard, and you put yourself in grand position. Talk about that a little bit.
I mean, this year has been like a dream come true, especially for me. You know, as most people, they don't really come back strong or come back, you know, tough, you know, from an ACL injury and stuff. But me, you know, to me, I think it's just all a mental thing. It's not really physical. It's not really, you just got to tell yourself that, you know, what you're capable of, you know, what you've been doing and what you can do. And that's pretty much what I told myself, you know. I feel like I have one motor, and, you know, and it's just this one speed. And by me playing to my one motor, one speed, I tend to do great things on the court and offensively and defensively. And as a good teammate to my teams and, you know, a good leader, they understand me. And no matter what the circumstances was or anything, they understood what I was doing, what I was trying to do. And by me being a leader and stepping up and standing up for what I want to accomplish, what I want to do, everyone else stood up and stepped up too. And that's why we became very successful at the end of the season. But, you know, after I, you know, had some injuries and stuff, you know, I wanted to fight through it. You know, you say you want to fight, you fight. But, you know, come to a point where, you know, your legs just gave out, your ankles is just torn up, and, you know, this thing in your head and just won't get you up, you know, and it just kind of, my fuse went low, and, you know, and so it kind of ended bad. But, you know, I look at the great things we did for this community. You know, it's just a remarkable thing, and, you know, I will never forget what I've done here in Garden City Community College.
Thought about Coach Sharp.
Coach Sharp is a great coach. I mean, an amazing coach, a woman that wants to win. And if you don't want to win, you probably stepped in the wrong program, because this coach, she wants to win, and she's going to push you and push you. Even if you don't got the toughness in you, before you leave this school, you will have that toughness. Trust me.
All right, now taking it on to the next level, to Kent State. Now, here's a program that didn't have a lot of success last year. They do have a point guard coming back, a senior for next year, but also they've recruited some pretty good post players too as well. Talk about your contribution to that program next year.
You know, I think next year, you know, what I've been taught and the will of by me wanting to win is just, you know, I feel like I'm going to make a big difference in the program. You know, I feel like everyone, once I show them what I'm capable of and, you know, me, by me stepping and being a leader, you know, I got to work. You know, you can never take days off or breaks, no matter what, because there's somebody that's doing the same thing. It's not taking no breaks or no days off. So I have to be the leader that I am and just make good things at my next school. You know, I need everyone to follow behind me and make sure everyone's on the same track as me.